Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
US 99, Chicago's Country Station. Hey, it's Melissa and Austin. How exciting. We are talking to Matt Thomas of Parmalee.
Yeah, Parmalee's coming to town February 17th. Honestly, cannot wait for that show. Matt, how are you, man?
Doing great. Excited to come see you guys, man. It's gonna be
fun.
I know.
We're excited, too.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, I know. I think everybody's back in full force now. I know we are definitely ready to roll this year. The past couple of years have been kind of dicey in a lot of ways, but I think this year is going to should be smooth sailing, I hope.
Yeah.
Right, no kidding.
Yeah, hopefully there's no more global pandemics, waiting around the corner for us.
Right.
God, don't even say that. That's so scary to me.
Knock on wood. Knock on wood. That is me knocking on wood.
Can you believe 3 years ago? Holy crap. Isn't that crazy?
It is. It still feels like it was yesterday.
It really does.
I know. It's unbelievable. I mean, those 3 years have flown by, too, to be honest with you, in our world. It's been amazing, but... Yeah, I can't believe that was, almost 3 years. March 14th is I remember the day because we had the last show. But anyway, moving on to the newer, funner things.
Yeah, which I know, we've talked about the pandemic ad nauseum. But, did you find it, you as an artist, did you find it to be, more of a creative time or more of, you just got off the road? Was it relaxing?
Well, I mean, we thought we were going to be back out a couple weeks or a month at the most, so we kind of prepared for that. We came back and started working on a piano album that we did, the piano sessions, and just started creating. I think that was kind of all we could do, but we were under the impression we were going to be back at it, And then it took us till August to figure out we weren't going to be back at it.
I know.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
It's kind of sometimes some of the bands would, go and, write crazy songs. They just do, weird stuff.
Yeah.
Just to, do something
right.
Crazy.
It was like the
different.
Beatles later albums, but without the drugs,
Yeah, well, we're constantly writing weird, funny stuff. That's easy to do, but to write songs for the album is usually typically a little bit more focused. But, yes, but we did. We sat here and wrote most of our latest album, the For You album, was mostly written during quarantine. And I got to say, though, for us, the biggest blessing we could ever have was that Just the Way had just been released. And we released it in December 2019. And, it'd been a couple years since we had a song connect like that, and all of a sudden it starts popping off. So that really carried us through the whole year, just having that song do its thing and be able to connect with radio. And I talked to more people from radio because we would call up and be like, hey, how are you guys doing? What's happening your way? What's going on in your town? And so that was kind of a good thing for us. So it was actually good. And for us, I mean, we've been in this band together our whole lives. So for us to kind of take a break from each other was a good deal too,
Yeah, right.
You said your whole lives, because I know some of it's family. You got cousins and all that. But how long is your whole lives? When did you guys start playing together?
Well, Barry's our first cousin. Scott's my brother. So me and Scott have been playing together since we were kids. And we started Parmalee in 2002, I think.
Okay.
Same four guys. So, we've been doing this quite a bit.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah. So
well,
but it's great. We're all great, and we learn how to work with each other and learn what we all need to do to make it happen. So try to keep the argument and the drama down to minimal if we can.
yeah, which is not an easy task with family,
No.
Gosh, I could only imagine. And if anybody wants to get tickets, Parmalee, you're all playing at Joe's in Rosemont on February 17th. It's going to be an awesome show. We've met one of the massive fans who calls our show, who travels to go see you.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I know she's going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome, man. We got a lot of people that travel. I've seen some people at almost every show we play. So it's amazing. We have some of the best fans out there. We can't thank them enough.
That's awesome.
Awesome. Hey, Matt, real quick, before you go, I've got one last question for you.
Yep.
So we've had an internal debate. I can't remember if I've ever brought this up to you before or not. I don't think I have. We brought it up to Blanco.
Uh-huh.
But
yeah.
In the song Just the Way, okay, when Melissa and I first started just almost 2 years ago, the song was, you know, it was blowing up. We played it all the time on the show, and we love the song, and every single time it would come on, you know, you say, tell them, Blanc. Well, yep. Or at least that. So we thought that's what you said, because my co-host Melissa here, she believes that you started the song off by saying, "Dumb blonde."
Dumb blonde. I remember this. We talked about this.
Okay.
It was like 2 years ago.
Yes.
We talked about this.
Yeah,
we did.
Okay. So just to fully confirm yet again, it is tell 'em Blanc, right?
No, it's definitely dumb blonde.
I have to ask you, though, do you hear it now? Because that's all I hear is dumb blonde.
Yeah, if you notice, when I sing that song live, I always pick out a blonde girl and look at her.
Yeah, you're just like, dumb blonde, and you just rub it in her face. It's a little mean, but it's funny.
I'm going to do it at Joe's.
Yeah, I was going to say at Joe's, you got to just be like, dumb blonde.
You just point at me. You can tell me I'm a dumb blonde.
Yeah, right. Oh, my gosh. Well, Matt, thank you for clearing that up for us. We really do appreciate it.
Well, no doubt. We'll see you guys. Appreciate it.
Awesome,
all right,
man.
Sounds good.
Have a good one.
Bye. Thanks, Matt. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.